Ergonomics, the science of designing workspaces to fit the user's needs, plays a crucial role in ensuring a healthy and productive work environment. Although modern ergonomics as a field is relatively new, the principles of maintaining a healthy workspace and balanced lifestyle can be found in Islamic teachings. Here, we explore these principles with references from the Quran, Hadith, and the practices of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his companions, including his wives. The principle of ease and balance, Quranic guidance, Surah Al-Baqarah, 2-286, Allah does not burden a soul beyond that it can bear. This verse highlights the importance of not overburdening oneself, which aligns with the ergonomic principle of creating a workspace that does not cause strain or injury. Hadith on moderation. Sahih Bukhari, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, "The best deed in the sight of Allah is that which is done regularly, even if it is small." This hadith emphasizes consistency and moderation, principles that are vital in ergonomic practices to avoid overexertion and repetitive strain injuries. Physical well-being in the workspace, posture and physical health. Hadith on sitting posture, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, discouraged sitting in positions that are harmful to the body. He would sit with his weight evenly distributed and often recommended sitting on the floor, which aligns with ergonomic principles of maintaining proper posture. Sahih Muslim, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, "When you sit, sit with your knees upright and your feet on the ground." Regular movement. Example from the Prophet's life, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, would stand and move frequently during his daily activities, promoting circulation and preventing stiffness, which are key ergonomic practices. Sahih Bukhari, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, "The most beloved prayer to the Prophet was that in which the worshipper stood for a long time." Mental well-being in the workspace, work-life balance. Hadith on rest and work, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, emphasized the importance of balancing work with rest and family time. Sahih Bukhari, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, "Your body has a right over you, your eyes have a right over you, and your wife has a right over you." Creating a pleasant work environment. Example from the Prophet's home. The Prophet's home was simple but organized, reflecting a clean and pleasant environment conducive to both work and rest. Sahih Bukhari, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, "Cleanliness is half of faith," emphasizing the importance of a clean and organized space. Practices of the companions and wives of the Prophet, peace be upon him, Aisha, organization and cleanliness. Aisha, one of the Prophet's wives, was known for her organizational skills and emphasis on cleanliness, which are essential elements of an ergonomic workspace. Sahih Muslim, Aisha reported, "The Prophet used to clean his teeth with a toothstick, miswak, before every prayer." Encouragement of education and writing. Examples from the companions of the Prophet, such as Zayd bin Thabit, were engaged in writing and compiling texts, which required ergonomic practices like proper seating and writing positions to avoid physical strain. Sahih Bukhari, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said to Zayd bin Thabit, "Learn the writing of the Jews, for I do not trust them with my letters." Practical ergonomic tips from Islamic teachings. Proper posture, ensure that your chair and desk support proper posture to avoid back and neck pain. Take breaks to stand, stretch, and move around every hour to promote circulation and reduce fatigue. Clean and organized workspace, keep your workspace clean and organized to reduce stress and improve efficiency. Use natural light and ventilation to create a comfortable and healthy work environment. Balance work with rest. Follow a schedule that includes time for prayer, rest, and family, ensuring a holistic approach to work-life balance. Conclusion: the principles of ergonomics, while modern in terminology, align closely with the teachings of Islam regarding health, well-being, and balanced living. By integrating these principles into our workspaces, we not only enhance our productivity but also honor the holistic approach to health and well-being emphasized in Islamic teachings. The guidance from the Quran, Hadith, and the examples set by the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his companions provide a comprehensive framework for creating a healthier and more balanced work environment.